George Whitehouse. In December 1895, he arrived at the port of Mombasa in East Africa aboard SS Ethiopia on a mission to construct a railway from the coast of East Africa to the Lake Victoria. This would act as a linkage to the Great of East Africa and enable the British colony to have control over the Suez Canal. The big question though is why? Greetings. Welcome to the dialogue. I'm your host, Kefa Ade. With loads of turbulent ahead, like the dreaded malaria, which apparently is still the leading cause of death in many developing nations, White House, together with his team of Indian workers, seek to pursue the construction of a railway at a time when technology was a very scarce resource, and working with a not so vivid map to deliver within a timeline of 3 years. This was to mark the construction of more than 500 miles of railway. Well, White House, together with his team of Indian workers, had previous successes in construction of railways in South America, Mexico, and South Africa. But in East Africa, we can say that things were a bit different, considering the fact that East Africa was still a virgin in terms of colonization and interaction to the outer world, especially the European world. East Africa had interaction with the East more than the Europe's. So, what was the reason behind George Whitehouse's success? Well, in my own opinion, George Whitehouse's success may be attributed to the consideration that they had a plan that was guided by a not so well drawn map and not so well defined strategy, but they were working on a plan and forging ahead to deliver the railway in the port of Kisumu, in the port of Lake Victoria through Kisumu, that is. Well, that brings me to beg this question. In today's infinite possibility that technology is aboard us, what are our capabilities if we could only have a common plan and a goal and work towards achieving it? I would love to hear your thoughts. Hey, thanks for listening. Till next time.